Nabaka.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Oh, thank you, oh God, that you are mighty God. You are holy God. You are righteous King. And it's no God like you, Jehovah. Oh, Father God, I thank you that you don't slumber nor sleep, but you're always watching over us, morning, and noon, and night. You are protecting us as we come in, as we go out. In the name of Jesus, you are protecting our children everywhere they go, Father God. I thank you for their shield. You are their refuge. You are their buckler. Oh, Father God, we trust in you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, for the privilege of being able to call you Abba, Father, our great creator who created us in the beginning. In the beginning, you created the heavens and the earth and your people, oh God. And you didn't stop because you created us in your holy image in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we release the sword of the Lord against the powers of hell in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we will whip our glittering sword and render your vengeance against the enemy. Gird your sword upon your thigh, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we praise you today, oh God. Let your enemies fall by the sword, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we release the sword against Leviathan. Send your angels, Lord, with flaming swords to fight our battles in the heavens. In the name of Jesus, we release the two-edged sword to execute judgments written. Release the sword of your mouth against the enemy in Jesus' name. Father God, we release the arrow of the Lord's deliverance in our lives. We release your sharp arrows into the heart of the king's enemy. Ordain and release your arrows against our persecutors, O God. Send out your arrows, Father God, and scatter our enemies. Make our enemies turn their backs with your arrows upon your strings, O God. In the name of Jesus, shoot out your arrows, Father God. Yokonamaka, send your arrows abroad. In the name of Jesus, send out your arrows of light into the kingdom of darkness. Yokorabaka, keep mischief upon them and send your arrows upon them. Shoot out your arrows upon them and let them be wounded suddenly. In the name of Jesus, let your arrow go forth as lightning against the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that we are redeemed from the curse of the law in Jesus' name. We break all generational curses of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction in the name of Jesus. We command all generational spirits that came into our lives during conception in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out in the name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words that we have spoken over our lives in the name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words over our lives by others, including those in authority, in the name of Jesus. We command all ancestral spirits of Freemasonry, idolatry, witchcraft, false religion, polygamy, lust, and perversion to come out of our lives in the name of Jesus. We command all hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sickness, infirmity, disease, anger, hatred, confusion, health, and poverty to come out of our lives in the name of Jesus. We break the legal rights of all generational spirits operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right to operate in our lives. We bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides that would try to operate in our lives from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We renounce all false beliefs and philosophies inherited by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break your kodadabaka, all curses of sickness and disease, and command all inherited sickness to leave our bodies in the name of Jesus. Through Jesus, our family is blessed. We renounce all pride inherited from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all oaths, vows, and pacts made with the devil by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all curses by agents of Satan spoken against our lives in the secret, in the name of Jesus. We break all written curses that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We break all time release curses that would activate in our lives as we grow older in the name of Jesus. We break every curse Balaam hired against our lives in the name of Jesus. Turn every curse spoken against our lives into a blessing, Lord Jesus. We break all generational rebellion that will cause us to resist the Holy Spirit. We break all curses of death spoken by people in authority in our nation, over our nation in the name of Jesus. We break curses of death spoken against America by people from other nations in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you that you are a holy king, a righteous king. In the name of Jesus, good evening and welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We're glad you joined us. I'm your host, Caritha Gantlin. We are so glad you joined us today. All right, we're going to be reading from God's Word in Psalms 47, 1 through 9. So you're welcome to join in with us. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loves. Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. So we exalt our God today more than ever before. Well, as I said before, welcome. We're glad you joined us. Oh, I thank the Lord for each of you today, and I speak blessings upon each one of you. The title of our message today is The Wise and the Foolish. Which one will you choose to be? You know, the Word of God is awesome. The Word of God is there's healing in the Word of God. So whatever we need a healing from, the Word of God is able to heal us. Whether it is an emotional healing, a spiritual healing, or a physical healing. You know, it will even heal us of our soul's diseases. So when you read the Word daily, study to be pleasing to God. Read the Word every day. Read it in the morning. Read it at night. Read it on your lunch hour. Remember, keep God within you. Think of God morning, noon, and night. That's how he does us. He thinks on us all the time. Remember, he doesn't ever leave us. He doesn't ever forsake us. He thinks about us all the time. And he loads us up with the benefits on a daily basis. No good thing will he withhold from us when we walk upright before him. You know, righteous lives. When we live righteous, holy lives. Well, today we're going to be studying in Proverbs chapter 13, the Word of God. You know, it says, a wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Now, you know, wise people hear what Father God says as he gives instructions. And guess what? They obey what he says. You know, they're so wise. They say, "Ooh, let me do what my father said." You know, even Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered. So So, you know, I don't know about you, but I hate suffering. I don't like to suffer. So I said, let me just do what the Lord said. Even if I don't understand it, I just want to be obedient to him. So verse 2 of Proverbs 13 says, a man shall, we were talking about the wise hear the father, and, you know, they hear what he says, they follow his instructions, and they obey his instructions. Now, a foolish person refuses to hear Father God's instructions, and they do not obey his instructions. You, that's a foolish person, and I pray that none of us would choose foolishness for our lives, that we would all choose to be wise. Now, Proverbs 13:2 says, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. So a wise person eat good by speaking blessings with his mouth. But guess what? A foolish person, one who is rebellious, refuses to be obedient, talks too much, speaks evil with his mouth, he shall eat violence because he continues to disobey God. You know, we got to obey God. You know, he created us in his image. He put a purpose on the inside of us. That's why he sent us in this world. He didn't send us here to obey our purposes. So I don't have a purpose. My purpose is to follow his will. That's what I'm purposed to do. So he put a purpose on the inside of us. And so we got to obey that purpose. We can't be like, you know, prodigal children. We got to be more like God. Keep close to him so he can reveal that purpose to us. You know, as a child, I didn't know what my purpose was. Maybe my family did, but I didn't know. I know part of my purpose is to teach. And I taught school in the public school system 29 years. So I asked the Lord to allow me to retire so I could teach people about him, the children especially. So you know what? That's my passion, to teach the children, to tell them about God. You know, Proverbs 13:3 says, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. Let me tell you something. I done opened wide my lips too many times and suffered for it. So I'm learning to have fewer words. And I'm learning not just to have fewer words, but to speak wisdom. A wise person realizes there is safety in silence and a few words. He restrains his tongue and keeps his life. Just by being wise, being silent, having few words, restraining our tongue and keeping life. But you know, we can't do that on our own. We got to ask Father God, Father, help us, Lord. Restrain our tongues for us, Father God. You know, he has to do it. So we're still in Proverbs about the wise and the foolish. A foolish person takes pride. Foolish person talks without thinking. He keeps talking and bringing destruction to himself. A foolish person, you know, is a sluggard. He's habitually lazy, just lazy. Don't want to work. You know, the Bible says if a man don't work, don't let him eat. So, you know, you got grown children, you still feeding them? Kick them out. Say, oh, no, I can understand if they sick. But, you know, you just taking care of grown children, say, No. You got to get a job. You got to help. Help with household expenses. Teach our children to be responsible, not to be lazy. Proverbs 13:4 says, the soul of the sluggard desireth and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. So a foolish person, a sluggard, is habitually lazy. Not just sometimes they're lazy, all the time, over and over and over. But a wise person is diligent. He works hard and he shall increase in all areas of his life. Isn't that awesome? I tell you what, like I told you, the word of God is healing. You need a healing for your body. You need a healing for your soul. Or you need all your soul's diseases healed. Whatever you need is in the word of God. God honors his word above his name. So when you do the same thing, don't you know God is going to bless you? So study the word. Read the word daily. You know, pick up the Bible. Don't let your Bible get dust up on it. Don't put it up on the shelf and say, oh, I'm so tired. No. Press past that. Press past it. And study the word of God. Study the word of God daily. Read it. Don't understand it? Ask God. He give it to all men liberally. Say, Father, I don't understand this word. What that mean? What does that word mean? Don't you know he will tell you. No good thing will he withhold from you because you walk upright before him. So a good thing is reading the word. Proverbs 13:5. A righteous man hateth lying. He hates lying. Did you hear that? A righteous man hates lying. But a wicked man is lovesome and comes to shame. A wise person tells the truth, and he hates untruth. Lying is far from him. So tell the truth. Tell the truth. The truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. A person, a foolish person, one who is wicked, who continues to be, he continues to tell lies over and over and over. He loves evil. He's going to come to shame. I don't know about you, but I don't want to come to shame. I want to be in the presence of the Most High God all the time. And you know, when you dwell in the secret place, you're in his presence. When you're reading his word, you're in his presence. So let blessings be spoken out of your mouth. Let truth come from your mouth. You know, don't lie. Tell the truth. Verse 6 says, Proverbs 13:6, righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way. What way? God's way. But wickedness overthroweth the sinner. A wise person is righteous in every area of their lives. They are integrous, truthful, loyal, honest, and faithful to God. That's a wise person, a righteous person. Now, let's see, in verse 6, what I just read, you want to be wise, righteous in every area of your life. Any area of our lives that's out of order, we ask God's forgiveness and ask him to help us get it back in order. We don't want to keep our lives out of order. We want to stay aligned with God and his purpose. You get out of alignment with God, you're out of his will. You're out of his protection. We got to have his protection. You know, especially today, look at the news. All the violence, all the hurricanes, the storms, the tsunamis. The only place we're going to be safe is in the arms of the Father. And, you know, we cannot do it ourselves. Some people say, well, it may be okay. I'm going to study the universe. I'm going to study the world. Oh, they ain't had no storms over here. Maybe I'll move there. They ain't had no hurricanes. But guess what? You can't make yourself safe. Only the Father can protect us. He put us here, and he promised us protection. He says he's our refuge. But don't worry. Stay under his protection. Proverbs 13:7. There is that maketh himself rich, yet has nothing. My God. There is that maketh himself poor, yet he has riches. You know, the word is awesome. You know, sometimes you say, well, what that mean, Lord? I don't understand all of that. A foolish man works and gains riches, who gains the whole world, but loses his soul. He has nothing to show that he is rich. Now, he may be rich in worldly gain, but he is not rich in his soul. His body may be suffering, but he needs wisdom, which he refuses to follow. It says a wise person that is poor, it's a worldly thing, but is rich in spiritual wisdom and knowledge of God's ways. You know who was like that? Moses. Moses, he didn't just know God. He knew his ways. He didn't just seek his hand. He didn't just say, give me bread, give me water, give me meat. No, no. Moses stood face to face with God, and he knew his ways. So I don't know about you, but I want to know God's ways. You study his word enough, you say, whew, I was driving down the street, and I saw this, and it's a warning from God. I remember one time I saw something, and I said, Lord, what does that mean? Don't you know God will show you things? He'll show you things, great and mighty things. If you stay in the word, stay close to him, be obedient to him, that's what he wants. He says, if you draw close to me, guess what I'm going to do? Father God said he's going to draw close to you. Now, that's an awesome privilege. When God draws close to you, that's a privilege. Now, you know, if God ain't drawing close to you, guess who's drawing close to you? Guess who you drawing close to? Yep, the devil. So we got to stay close to God. Proverbs 13:8, the ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. A wise person does not pay attention to threats. He already knows who his refuge is. He already knows where his help comes from. He already knows who protects him. So he don't worry about something threatening him. No. No, he doesn't. I remember one time I was driving down the street one night. I was in New Orleans. I was coming home from church or somewhere, and it was, I don't know, it was dark. And I turned one way, and that same car would turn behind me. I turned the other way, and the car turned behind me. I put on brakes and stopped. I don't know what made me do it. Jump out of my car. That car took off just like that. I wasn't thinking. I mean, that was not always a wise thing to do. I'm not telling you to do that. That was, but I mean, whoever it was, every way I turned, they turned. I turned right, they turned right. I turned left, I go straight, they go straight. I say, I'm sick of this. I got out my car and headed towards it, and they took off. I'm not telling you to do that. But God was protecting me, and he protects us. You know, we made, I thought it was a mistake. You know, I shouldn't have done it. But I just did it. That says a wise person does not pay attention to threats. To a foolish person, riches are his ransom for his life. What else he going to give? He can't give nothing from God. So, you know, he's thinking about his riches. Oh, yeah, you know, my riches going to get me this. But guess what? Riches can't get you what you really need. Can't get you your soul's diseases healed. Can't get your body healed. Many rich people die from disease. They don't have enough money to you know, go to the right doctor, whatever. They dependent upon human flesh. Doctors are human flesh. But we got to learn to depend on God for our healing. Now, verse 9, Proverbs 13:9. The light of the righteous rejoiceth, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. A wise person's light shines brightly. You know what my children love when I teach them in Sunday school? I have these little flashlights, and they have like a little rope on them. They hang them around their neck, and they turn them on, and they sing, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, oh, this little light of mine. And they shine those lights bright. They love that song. They understand that their light got to shine. They say it shines in their neighborhood. Everywhere they go, in their school, their light shines. That means that righteousness has come forth in them. They chose to live right over evil. They chose not to beat nobody up. They chose not to spit on nobody. They chose not to hit nobody, talk evil about nobody. They chose to do the right thing. So that means their light is shining bright. Do you remember those wise and the foolish? Those, you know, some of them had oil in their lamps and some of them didn't. Read that. It talks about wisdom. It says a foolish person's light will be snuffed out. So that's what my children sing. The devil cannot puff it out. Nope. They puff their light out because they are full of God on the inside of them. They have God's spirit on the inside of them. So nobody can put their lights out. I know, you know, they are safe and protected by Father God. Proverbs 13:10. A foolish person, I'm sorry, 13:10. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. The well-advised is wisdom. A foolish person is prideful, arrogant, and produces arguments. They quarrel excessively. Every time you turn around, they find a fault. They argue about this, arguing about nothing. They just always in a quarrel. No. Wise people call on Jehovah Shalom, their peacemaker. A wise person takes the advice of God, and they gain wisdom. A wise person knows how to gain wisdom through the Most High God. Proverbs 13:11, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. I tell you what, that's awesome. A foolish person's hopes are delayed, and his heart is sick. But a wise person has his fulfilled in his longing, which is a tree of life. He has continual wisdom. A foolish person gains wealth illegally, but will not last. That wealth will not last. I'm sorry, I skipped on to the next verse. I made a mistake. A wise person who is righteous gathers little, but has plenty. He has a superabundance. You know, in Psalms 23, it says, my cup runneth over. Yeah, we have a superabundant supply from the Father. Now, I'm going to read Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferreth, make the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is the tree of life. A foolish person's hopes are delayed, and his heart is made sick. A wise person has his longing fulfilled, which is the tree of life, and he has wisdom continually. Proverbs 13:13, who despiseth the word shall be destroyed. We don't want to despise the word of God. That means we have rebellion in us, stubbornness as a sin of witchcraft. Who despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandments shall be rewarded. You know what the commandments, the ones that God gave Moses, the commandments? We have to follow those. We have to follow the Lord's commandments daily. A foolish man who despises God's word, he refuses to study or obey it, he's going to be destroyed. Destroyed. Now, a wise person, one who reads, studies the word of God and obeys it, will be rewarded. I mean, the word of God is plain, just as plain as it could be in Proverbs 13. When you read the word in Proverbs 13 and you follow it, you're going to be a wise person. Wisdom comes from on high. A wise person continues, let's see, we're in Proverbs 13:14. The law of the wise is a fountain of life. That's what we need, a fountain. That's what gives water. And it gives good water, pure water. It says, whosoever, the law of the wise is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. You know, if you are wise, I know you don't want death or destruction to come upon you. A wise person has good sense. A wise person continues to obey God's law and repeat the benefits and repeated benefits all the days of his life, and he escapes death. But a foolish person cannot escape the snares of death. Proverbs 13:15. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of the transgressor is hard. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of the transgressor is hard. A wise person has good sense and obtain favor. I don't know about you, but I love favor. I like to go in the grocery store and get discounts. That's favor. I like to go, you know, look up a vacation, you know, online, and I get the reduced rate, but I get all the top benefits. That's favor. You know, when you're driving down the street and a car jumps in front of you and you're able to put on brakes, that's favor. When your children are in trouble or maybe their grades are low, you can kneel before the Father and say, Abba, Father, and he hears you. That's favor. So I don't know about you, but I need favor in my life. A wise person has good sense and obtains favor. A foolish person does not have good understanding. His transgressions make his life hard, very, very difficult. Proverbs 13:16. Every prudent or wise man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open to his folly. A wise person is prudent, sensible, and his actions show that he has knowledge from God. But on the other hand, a foolish person acts stupidly because he has no knowledge of God or his ways. So choose wisdom. Proverbs 13:17. A wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is help. Wow. Isn't that awesome? A foolish person gives evil messages and himself to get into mischief, much trouble. Because he's foolish, he gets into trouble. A wise person is dependable, reliable, and gives a message of help. Oh, my. Isn't that awesome? Wise person gives a message of help. You know, many times the doctor say, oh, you know, you got this, you got that. You don't have to agree with the doctor. The Lord says you healed by his stripes. He said he sent the word and healed us. He said we were healed by his stripes. So that was in the past. So we are healed by his stripes. So we can confess over our bodies, Lord, we heal inside out. Lord, I think that you healed me with your stripes. I thank you, Lord God. I don't agree with the doctor's report, Father. I agree with your report. Even when it looked like you got what the doctor say, you could be out of agreement with his report and in agreement with the Father's report. Confess the good. Proverbs 13:18. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. The word of God is rich. A foolish person comes to a person who ignores discipline. He's a person who ignores discipline. He ignores the warnings from God and continues his way. Continues on his way. But, you know, a wise person follows God's way. He honors God. He regards what God says, and he shall be honored. So So I don't know about you, but I want to be honored by God. You know, men honors people. You go to some awards banquet, yeah, they honor you. But I tell you what, that's temporary. But God can honor you with good life, healthy life, strength in your body. So I think I desire God's honor. His honor will last. Proverbs 13:19. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. A wise person is fulfilled by his own desires, hungers and thirsts for, a wise person is fulfilled by God's desires. He hungers and thirsts for God and brings sweetness, and that brings sweetness to his soul. Now, on the other hand, a foolish person refuses to turn from evil, which is an abomination to him. Proverbs 13:20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. You know what they say? Be careful about the company you keep. But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. A wise person has friends who are wise also. A foolish person has friends who will suffer like him. Word of God is true. Proverbs 13:21. Evil pursueth sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. A foolish person, evil pursues them, takes them over. A wise person, righteous good shall be repaid. Whatever goes around, comes around. Whatever goes around, come back to you. What you give out, you get back. Good for good. Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. A wise person leaves an inheritance to their grandchildren. They think about their seed. A foolish person's wealth shall be given to the wise, the righteous people, those who obey God. Isn't that something? That's awesome. You know, you don't have to work for some things because it's just going to be given to you. All the stuff that the foolish people have, their wealth and all that, it's going to be given to you. Just keep being wise, following God. It's going to be given to you. Proverbs 13:23. Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. A wise person has an abundance of food, spiritual food, physical food, all his needs are met. A foolish person has very little food, and he's also destroyed. Also destroyed. A foolish person, in verse 24, Proverbs 13:24. He that spareth his rod hateth his child, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. A foolish person spares the rod, which shows he hates his child. He refuses to spank his child, discipline his child. And a foolish person does not, you know, he doesn't give his child instructions and follow through with it. A wise person loves his children, and he shows it by disciplining them while they are yet young. You know, they say you can't bend the sap when you get old. You can't wait till your child gets to be a teenager, and then you say, come here, I'm going to whip you. Uh-uh. They're not going to take no whipping. They'll hold your hand. I say, what got into my mom or my dad? They must have lost their mind. You got to discipline them while they're young, while they can bend, while they're moldable. You know, if you get a tree branch, one that's young and you know, can you can bend it, you could probably do something with, but those that are just so, you know, those hard branches, you can't bend them. Try bending them. You can't bend them. You can bend, you know, you can mold and shape your children while they're young. When they get a certain age, they're not going to listen to you. They'll say, you ain't disciplined me then. You ain't going to do it now. So you got to do it while they're young. I know the law says don't beat them. Don't beat them. If you do, you're going to jail. But Father God says beat them with the rod. It won't kill them. So who are you going to obey, man's laws or God's law? Now, God has his laws and man has his laws, and sometimes they're not the same. So if you're wise, you will obey Father God's laws. His law says spare the rod, spoil the child. His law says if you spare the rod, you hate your child. But he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. You know, people nowadays, young parents, they say, what you want to eat, baby? How does your child know what's nourishing to their body? They need brain food so when they go to school, they can think clearly. They won't be confused. They'll be able to do the work. They'll be able to make straight A's. They need food that's going to make their bones strong. They need, you know, fruit, apples and oranges and pears and peaches and cantaloupe and strawberries and blueberries and blackberries and cherries and bananas and pineapple and, you know, all of that is going to help them. Give them vitamin C. Help them have strong bones, broccoli and carrots and cabbage and beans and green beans and, you know, red beans and black-eyed peas and corn and all those things. You remember growing up? I'm a little bit older than most of you, except maybe a couple of people on here. But our parents fed us from the land. Nowadays, these parents feeding these children out of boxes. Box? We like box macaroni and cheese. No nourishment. Full of has no nutrients in it. You want to feed your children healthy food. You want to feed them so that they, when they grow up, they'll be strong, strong bones, strong bodies. They'll be able to think clear in school. So, you know, you can do what the law says. You know, don't whip them. Just let them grow up wild like grass. You know, I know I've said this before. People take their dogs to obedience school, but they don't train their children to be obedient. Can you imagine you having your dog more valuable than you have your child? Some children do what they go in and out the house when they go ready, get ready. They come home. They don't have no rules. They could be out till 9, 10 o'clock. They could go to school if they want to, don't have to go if they don't want to go. And, you know, children nowadays are beginning to rule the home. No wonder our children are getting killed in the street because we do not make sure that we use the rod while they're young. Do it while they're young. I know some people, they tell their child the same thing 400 times. Go clean your room. Go clean your room. I told you 10 days ago to clean your room. Get it out. Use it. After the second time they ain't done it, and you told them over and over, don't keep telling them. Use the rod, but do it while they're young. Don't wait till your child is looking down on you. You 6 foot, your child's 6'5", and you're trying to use the rod. It ain't going to work. They ain't going to listen to you. They not going to listen to you when they get older. They're going to say, my mom, my dad, they done flipped out, lost their mind, trying to whip me. They ain't never done it before. Can't do it. Can't do it. Don't just fuss at them all day long. You tell them what to do. They don't do it. Make sure they do it. Enforce the rules. Have rules in your home. Be in my house at dark, dusk, dark. I want to know everywhere you go. You ask me, can you go? You don't just get up and go out the house, go do what you want to do. That gets them in trouble with the law. Did you hear about that person that broke into somebody's house to steal something and they got killed? No, you can't just do what you want to do. You can't just throw rocks at somebody's window. No, you can't just go flatten somebody's tire. You can't just go into Walmart and pick up a candy bar and eat it whenever you want. No, that's out of integrity. That's against God's law. So we got to follow God's law. If the laws of God are in conflict with the laws of the land, wise people choose to obey God. You know, Daniel was like that. The king made a decree that nobody was to worship anybody but him. Daniel said, I'm going to follow my God. He knew the decree. Daniel opened his window, and he let him know, I'm going to honor my God. He prayed three times a day. He ain't just do it once. Now, he could have gone in the secret place, but no. Daniel did not compromise his principles. He followed what God said. God said he wanted him to honor him, and he did it before everybody. He got thrown in the lion's den, but guess what? God shut the mouth of every lion. And don't you know, just like he took care of Daniel, he'll take care of you. Daniel is not a fictitious story. It's a real story about a person who lived. It ain't like Cinderella or Alice in Wonderland or Superman. It's a real story. It's a real person who God took care of. So, you know, and then when Daniel's friends went into the fiery furnace, I mean, that furnace was hot already. Then they turned up the heat because those young men refused to bow down before the earthly king. You can't put your trust in earthly people. They limited just like you. They flesh just like you. They hurt like you. They have skin like you. May not be the same color, but, hey, they are human. They are limited. But God is an unlimited God. So they put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. The ones who took them to the fiery furnace, the fire burned them up. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got on in there, and they looked. They said, wait a minute. It was three in there, Shadrach, Meshach, but I see the Son of God in there. He was shielding them. He didn't let them get burned at all. You know, if I go touch my stove and it's hot, my finger's going to get burned. But, you know, God shielded them. They didn't even smell like smoke when they came out the fiery furnace. Can you imagine? Then the king said, okay, we're going to serve the God that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego served. He was smart. He was foolish. Then he got some wisdom. He said, well, if this God could shut the mouth of the lion, he can keep them from getting burned in this big old furnace that's hot, 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 hot. And then he turned it up. He said, oh, no. He said, that's the God who I'm going to serve. That's the God who we're going to serve. So Proverbs 13:25, the righteous eateth to satisfy his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall be in want. He wants all the time. You know, the wicked ain't never satisfied. Well, I know I got a 10-bedroom house, but I want a 50-bedroom house. Or I know I got a Mercedes-Benz. I know I got a Bentley parked out there. But, you know, I need me a Rolls Royce. I need me a Cadillac. They ain't never satisfied. They work all the time and ain't gaining nothing except earthly gain. But that earthly gain going to be taken from them and given to God's people. So open your arms and receive the gifts when they come from the Lord. A wise person is righteous and eats to satisfy his soul. He is spiritually full. He has no want for anything. God takes care of him. But on the other hand, a foolish person, his belly is always hungry, ain't never satisfied, ain't never content. Yeah, I know I got this job, but I need me another job so I can buy this and I can buy that. Those are temporal things. They won't last. He can only buy what money can buy. Can't buy his soul back from hell. No, he cannot. Only God can do that. He gave Jesus as a ransom for you, for me. But we got to accept Jesus in order to get that ransom. So, you know, Proverbs 13 is a chapter about wisdom. Choose this day whom you will serve. If you are wise, you will serve the Lord. Foolish people always choose to serve the evil one on the inside of them. But we serve the great God that's on the inside of us. Wise people hear, listen, and they obey God. They got enough sense to know, wait a minute now, this the one who created me. He created the world in 6 days. This the one who rested. This is the one God who never sleeps nor slumber. This is the one God who said, whatever I ask in his name, believe it. This is the one true and living God who sent his son Jesus to die for me. Hey, a wise person will realize all of those things. He said, this is the one who is my shepherd. I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I won't fear no evil because he's with me. His rod and his staff comfort me. A wise person will choose God to serve. He don't know who his shepherd is. You know, Proverbs 4:5-9 says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. In other words, get wisdom, get understanding, and remember it all the days of your life. Don't let it decline from the words of your mouth. Speak wisdom out of your mouth. Forsake her, meaning wisdom, not. Don't forsake wisdom. Don't forsake her. She, wisdom, will preserve you. Love her. Love wisdom. And she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt wisdom. Exalt her. And she will promote you. Wisdom will bring you honor when you embrace her. Wisdom will give your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. Shall wisdom deliver you? 2 Corinthians 1:12 says, we are proud that our conscience is clear. We are proud of the way that we lived in this world. We have lived with God, given to holiness and sincerity, especially towards you. It was not by human wisdom that we have lived, but by God's kindness. That was Paul talking. He's talking in Corinthians. So today, will you choose to be wise or foolish? Both will stand before God in the judgment. What will you like for God to say when you stand before him? I don't know about you, but I want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. But guess what? If we are not wise, he'll say, who are you? I don't know you. You don't have nothing about me that's look like, nothing about you that's like me. You don't even come close to who I am. You know, we got to look like God, think like God. He said we got to have the mind of Christ. God knows all that follow him. Wise people follow God. All right, well, it's salvation time. You know, to be saved from sin, that's what salvation means. Those things we've done against God. It also means to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Won't you love him who first loved you so you can have abundant life and you can live with him through eternity? Now, let me tell you something. I don't know about you, but I do not want to backslide. In this day and time, anything could happen to you and you backslid. We don't have time to put one foot on the right side and one foot on the left. We can't straddle the fence. Backsliding is a thing of the past. Ask God to bring you out of the horrible pit and the miry clay. Let's read Psalms 40. Psalms 40. I think there's wisdom in the Word of God. Psalms 40 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. He brought me also out of a horrible pit. You know, sin is a horrible pit. Out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and established my going. And he has put a new song in my mouth. Used to sing, you know, what the world sings. But now I sing what God. I sing about my God. I sing about my Father. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear what God has done for you. You know, when you don't look the same, when you know, when you used to drink all the alcohol, all the beer, all the wine, all the whatever, you used to smoke crack cocaine or shoot them up or whatever you did, or be in a whorehouse or whatever it was, or told the lies, you know, or cheated on your taxes or whatever. You know, ain't no sin. One sin ain't bigger than the other. It's all the same to God. It's all against God. Blessed is the man that makes the Lord his trust. That's a wise man. And respected not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. You know, the devil tells us lies all the time. He'll say, God don't love you. You ain't worth loving. No, he tried to condemn you. But God does not condemn us. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. And listen to this. And thy thoughts which are toward us, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. I would declare and speak of them. They are more than can be numbered. Isn't that awesome? That's awesome. His works toward us is more than can be numbered. How many times have you had to say, Lord, I told another lie today, forgive me. Lord, I ain't study your word today. Lord, help me, forgive me. Give me another chance, Lord God. Lord, you told me to speak to my neighbor about you. I ain't done it yet. Give me another chance, Lord God. You know, obedience, obedience is better than sacrifice. I don't know about you, but I want to obey God. I can't do it by myself. I have to say, Lord, help me. Because, you know, even Paul said, you know, I purpose to do good, but evil was always present with me. Look like every time I say I'm going to do something good, it didn't come out right. So we need God to help us so it can come out right. Sacrifice and offering thou did not desire. Mine ears has thou opened. He opened our ears of our understanding. Burnt offering and sin offering has thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. What book is that? His book. It is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. You know, we have to write the word of God on the tables of our hearts so we won't sin against it. Verse 9, our last verse. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. So, you know, we got to ask God to keep us out of a horrible pit. To bring us out and to keep us out the miry clay. You know the sin that we were doing before we accepted the Lord as our Savior? All those things that we did. He said, bring us out of a low life. You know, we don't want to have a low life no more. Bring us into a good life with Him. Ain't nothing like having a good life with the Lord. Well, so I know we don't want to backslide. He done brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, all the mud. You know, he had to get the mud off my feet, clean up my garments. He had to do a lot for me. And don't you know, I don't take it for granted. I don't say, well, you know, I'm going to go tonight and be with all the evil people, and in the morning I'll be with the good people. Oh, no. I don't want to be with companions of evil. I want to be with the companions that seek the Lord, that live in the secret place, that dwell with the Most High. Well, if anybody needs a prayer today, press 1. Press 1, and we'll put you on live, and we will say a prayer for you. Anybody need prayer today, press 1. We have our good friend on here from Appleton, Georgia. Hey, Miss Liddell.
Hello. Hello.
I'm glad you joined us. I'm glad you were able to get on. I know you didn't think you would, but thank God he allowed you to.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
I want to sing a song.
All right. Hallelujah. We're listening.
I want to sing just one more time.
All right. We're listening.
Just a verse of it. Just one more time. Just one more time. Good Lordy, I'm glad to be in the number. Just one more time. Just to sing a song. Just to sing a song. Oh, that makes me so glad to be in the number. Just one more time, just one more time, just one more time, just one more time. Oh, good Lordy, I'm glad to be in the number, just one more time. Amen.
Ooh, that was beautiful. All right, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I am too. I'm like Miss Liddell. I'm glad to be in the number just one more time.
One more time. Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful, Miss. You all know Miss Liddell is 91 years young and
she's
to the Lord, giving him glory, honor, and praise. She's singing songs unto the Lord. Right on, right on, right on.
Yes.
She's holding on to his unchanging hand. Mm. Holding on.
Yes, so holding on.
Yeah.
Try not to let go.
Amen.
Try not to let go, I tell you the truth. With him I know he's still strong and he is strengthening me, thank God.
Amen. I thank God he is strengthening you. 91 years he's strengthening you.
Yes, yes.
Yes, Lord. So I thank God one of my cousins had surgery yesterday, he's in the hospital. So I'm going to pray for my cousin. Mm-hmm. Anybody else need prayer? Mm. My cousin Robert, he has surgery, so I'm going to pray for his healing and his strength. And I'll pray for our children. You know, our children have been in a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Our children have been in a lot of trouble. Many of them, you know, have had their lives snuffed away from there. Okay, we got somebody on. Brother David, hold on 1 second. Press 1. Hey, Brother David, how are you?
Hey, Sister Z, how you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Okay, I'm going to pray for myself today. I'm going to be selfish. But
uh-huh.
I just pray that I continue to grow in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And also pray for the event that we're having Saturday, which is going to be a hair show with mimes, comedians, followed by a debut play that we're putting on as well at the Tiger Academy, 6 p.m. Saturday.
All right. Tiger Academy, 6 p.m. Saturday. Okay. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1. Okay, well, Father God, we consult you, the great and mighty I am. We thank you, Father God, that you are the God who cares. You are our Father. You are our Lord. You are our Shepherd, and we shall not want. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, Father God, because your rod and your staff is comforting us. And Father God, we come running hard after you like a deer that's thirsty for water, O God. We desire more of you today than yesterday, Father God. Oh, Father God, you are great and greatly to be praised, and we honor you today, Father God. And, Father, I thank you for Ms. Dell and her family.
Oh,
I thank
yes.
you, Father God, for Brother David and his family and everyone
yes.
on, boys to men, girls to ladies with us today. We
mm-hmm.
lift them up before you, Father God, and we thank you for keeping them in
thank
the palm
you.
Of your almighty hand. Not thank letting you. Anybody snatch us out, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father God, we thank you, O God, that we are able to dress right because we are soldiers in your army and we have on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, our loins are girded about with truth, Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have the sword of the Spirit in one hand, the shield of faith in the other, and you are our rear guard. So, Father God, we need you more than we did yesterday. We need you more than we did an hour ago, oh God. We need you more and more every day. And so, Father God, I lift up my cousin, Robert Lewis, who's in the hospital, oh God, recuperating from surgery. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we believe your report that he is healed by every stripe that you took on that cross. We believe you when you said you sent the word and healed them. So, Father God, send the word and heal Robert Lewis in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we lift up our children. And, Father, we cry out for them in the name of Jesus. Many of our children are being slaughtered in the street, oh God. And, Father, we come to repent before you for any way that we have allowed these mass murders among our children. Any sin in our lives, oh God, you said if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, you would hear from heaven, you would heal our land in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we're asking you to heal our land, allow our children, have mercy, 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 mercy on our children. Give them life and life more abundantly, oh God. Don't hold it against them for what we've done, oh God. Have mercy, mercy, great mercy upon our children, oh God. In their homes, have mercy, oh God. I bind up the tactics and snares of the enemy that's trying to take their lives at a young age. I say our children will live out all their days. They will fulfill their purpose in safety and in peace. I speak supernatural protection over our children, oh God. I thank you that our children are safe and under the shadow of your almighty wings. You are the refuge of our children, of our families, in Jesus' name. I say that they will not be taken out by disease. They will not be taken out by gunshot. They will not be taken out by drugs, by suicide, or nothing by any means will harm them. In the name of Jesus, we cauterize every strategy, every tactic of the enemy. We cover our territories with the blood of Jesus. Everywhere our children are, in school, in college, everywhere they are safe. In middle school, in elementary school, in preschool, in kindergarten, all the way through high school, college, university, they are safe. They are protected, oh God. And Father, we thank you today. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your healing virtue going throughout our children, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that they will eat healthy like Daniel and his friends in the name of Jesus, that they will not eat box food, oh God, but they'll eat food from the land, beans and corns and string beans, oh God, in the name of food that grow in the land, beans, oh God, in the name of Jesus, beans, oh God, red beans, black-eyed peas, in the name of Jesus. They will eat meat, oh God, fit for them, Father God, chicken and liver and all kinds of meat that's good for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I think children will exercise. They cannot be lazy anymore. They won't just be computer wizards, Father God, but they'll be exercising. They'll exercise and get oxygen for their brain so that their brain can be alert and knowledgeable, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So they cannot just study academics, but they can study your word. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for prayer breaking out in every home, oh God, in Jesus' name. I thank you for the children being taught your ways from the time they get up in the morning to the time they go to bed. Father God, you didn't say it was a request. You said it's a commandment that parents teach their children in the morning, in the noontime, and all throughout the day, oh God. Father God, it is not the responsibility of public schools to teach their children about you. Oh, God, it is not the responsibility of private or Christian schools, but it's the responsibility of the parents. Help us to take that responsibility on to be obedient to you. And, Father, I lift up your servant, Brother David, oh, God. You know he's the head of his household. He has a wife and two children, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, God, he desires to grow spiritually, oh, God. So, Father, God, I thank you that if he study your word, he will grow in wisdom, knowledge, understanding of your ways, oh God. He will grow by leaps and bounds spiritually, Father God. He'll have great discernment, oh God, like a good soldier in the army of the Lord. And Father God, you know about the event that he will be participating in this Saturday, oh God, the hair show, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, for Tiger Academy sponsoring this event at 6 p.m. And I thank you, Father God, that you, your Koranabaka, we request you to be there, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, that you will be lifted up at that Tiger Academy that day, that you will be given glory, honor, and thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you today in the name of Jesus for your people. We bind up sickness, accidents, incidents. Who try to cause road rage on the highways, who try to cause people accidents. We say that our people will follow the laws. They will stop at the stoplights. They will follow the signs for speed limit, oh God. They will not try to run people off the road, but they will be safe in their vehicles. They will be kind and courteous as they travel on the expressways, I-10, I-295, north, south, east, and west, wherever people go. They will be safe and protected of you, oh God. We choose wisdom over foolishness, oh God. So, Father, we love you, we adore you, we bless you. We thank you for hearing our prayers and for answering them. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen,
amen, amen, amen.
It's closing time.
Yeah.
On boys to men, girls to ladies, I want to tell you that I love each of you, but I can't love you like God loves you.
Mm-mm.
He desires obedience. He desires us to love him like he loves us. You know, he loves us so much that he sent Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. If I had 15 children, I don't think I'm willing to give up any of them. But
that's
God,
true.
In his unselfish, unmerciful way, he saved Jesus. His way, serve him every day of your life. Have a God-filled evening, a God-filled weekend, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. God loves you so much, and he wants the best for you. His ways, his thoughts are higher than ours, even more than ours.
Yeah.
I look forward to speaking to you, not tomorrow, but the next day, Saturday, the 13th of April, and next Thursday, the 25th of April. Call-in number 1-619-789-4313. Don't forget, Father God loves you. Return the love. Spread the love to everybody you meet, everybody you come in contact with. I love y'all. Talk to you soon.
Love you, too.
Love,
love
you.
You, too.
Good night.
Good night.
Hallelujah.